قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Tell them, O Prophet, do you indeed disbelieve in Him and assign compeers to Him who created the earth in 2 days? He is the Lord of all beings of the universe.
وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
After creating the earth, He set up firm mountains on it, blessed it, and provided it with sustenance in proportion to the needs of all who seek sustenance. All this was done in 4 days, and provided it with sustenance in proportion to the needs of all who seek sustenance.
In His providential scheme, God saw to it that there would be enough sustenance to suffice the requirements of all creatures.
ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين.
Then He turned to the heaven while it was all smoke. He said to the heaven and the earth, "Come into being, willingly or unwillingly." They said, "Here we come into being in willing obeisance." Then He turned to the heaven while it was all smoke.
This does not mean that God created the heavens after having created the earth and after having arranged to provide sustenance for the earth's creatures. The word "then" used in the verse does not denote temporal sequence. Instead, the sequence that we find here is simply for purposes of narration. This is borne out by the statement that immediately follows.
فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا وَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ.
Then He made them 7 heavens in 2 days and revealed to each heaven its law. And we adorned the lower heaven with lamps and firmly secured it. All this is the firm plan of the Almighty, the All-Knowing.
فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ.
But if they turn away, tell them, "I warn you against a sudden scourge like that which struck Ad and Thamud."
إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ قَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنْزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً فَإِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ.
When the messengers of Allah came to them from the front and from the rear, saying, "Do not serve any but Allah," they said, "Had our Lord so willed, He would have sent down angels, so we deny the message you have brought."
فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ.
As for Ad, they waxed proud in the land without justification and said, Who is greater than we in strength? Did they not see that Allah, who created them, is greater in strength than they? They continue to deny our signs.
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِّ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ
Whereupon we sent upon them a fierce wind on inauspicious days that we might make them taste a degrading chastisement in the life of this world. And surely the chastisement of the hereafter is even more degrading. There will be none to help them there.
وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهُونِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
As for the Thamud, we bestowed guidance upon them. But they preferred to remain blind rather than be guided. At last, a humiliating scourge overtook them on account of their misdeeds. Yet, we delivered those who believed and were God-fearing.